By Friday this week, we'll all be able to look back with hindsight on 2020. And in the world of the Storyteller's Night Sky, that means looking at what the planets and stars have been up to. I'm Mary Stuart Adams. In esoteric star knowledge, the Moon, Mercury, and Venus are the destiny-determining planets, while Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are the liberating planets. And between them stands the Sun, creating harmony. Mercury is the messenger of destiny, and on 11/11 in 2019, Mercury made a rare transit of the Sun. Not long after, the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, was first identified. Then there's Venus, which takes 8 years to complete its cycle. 8 years ago was 2012, when Venus made its rare transit of the Sun, and the Mayan calendar ended. Venus makes 5 retrograde loops over every 8 years, which creates a pentagram around the Earth. So Venus gathered solar fire in 2012 and completed its first pentagram since then, this year in June. And what about the Moon? It met the Sun at summer solstice and cast a shadow from the Sun in its highest estate. And as for the liberating planets, Mars made its once every 2 years retrograde this year and for a while was even brighter than Jupiter. And last week's great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn can be imagined as a portal opening in this space and time for new impulses to come flooding in. But don't forget, there was also comet Neowise, bringing a spontaneous exclamation to an already superlative year, and also the star Betelgeuse, which exhibited an unusually rapid dimming at the onset of the year, as though the giant was trying to make us all aware that it's time for us to bear the burden of being divine for a while. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.